7 o'clock in San Francisco on the West Coast. It's time for Minds Over Matter. Tonight, Joshua Cosman, Jerry Nachman, and Leah Garchik match wits with listeners on the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Telephone us at 415-841-4134 with your answers and questions here on Minds Over Matter.
You ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Ladies and gentlemen, for tonight, your moderator is Joshua Cosman.
Thank you, Kevin, and welcome, everybody. I hope you had a good week and a pleasant weekend, and that you remembered to turn your clock forward, which I guess if you're listening to us now, you probably did, or else you were looking for a different show. But I hope that you will listen to us for the next hour in any case. We're going to be swapping questions and answers on a host of subjects, which a list which Dana can usually recite from memory, but I'm not going to try. It includes all the usual suspects in terms of topics for trivia questions. And if you would be so kind as to call in, that would help us out, because we are nothing without you, since this is, after all, an audience participation quiz show. The number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. You can send emails to our usual moderator, Dana Rodriguez, at mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. That's mindsovermatter, all one word, @yahoo.com. And one hopes that he will be back with us next week with all the evidence of those emails. In the meantime, you can listen to us here at KALW at 91.7 FM in the Bay Area and everywhere throughout the civilized world on the Internet. KALW.org. So we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Should Buster Posey, Freddie Sanchez, or Brian Wilson suffer a setback, Jerry Nachman has got his glove oiled up and he's ready to go on opening day.
Thank you, Dana. Leah Garchik and family went to the sing-along Pirates of Penzance this afternoon and is ready, like a faux woman, to bear her steel.
See, he knows the lyric.
But he's hip.
Tarantara, tarantara.
Right. Joshua Cosman has really found himself trying to get his size 12 feet to fill such big shoes. I have to say, I blew this because I didn't read the beginning part. Joshua is our substitute moderator today.
It's the usual fate of writers. We write and people read a little bit and not the rest.
Oh, is Faux Woman from the Pirates of Penzance?
Yeah, Foeman. Foeman is the word.
Oh, I get it. Yeah,
it's F-O-E, not F-A-U-X.
Yes, yeah. Right.
Dana, Leah is all woman. Yeah. I'll start with a couple of short questions in the tradition of Dana always starting with two. What was the eventual name of the product which was first marketed in the UK as the Stowaway and in the US as the Soundabout?
Walkman?
That's correct. Well done. An unrelated follow-up. What is the only country in South America that was part of the British Empire? There's only one country in South America that was ever a part of the British Empire.
Where's British Guiana? Is that British Guiana?
Yeah. Okay. Well done again. It's Guiana now, but it was, yes, once British Guiana as opposed to French Guiana. You knocked both of those right out. Let's see what else I have for you. Do you know what the official language of Andorra is?
Spanish.
No, it's not Spanish.
Catalan?
Well done. She's three for three. I'm going to stop while I'm ahead. Let's take a call and see if someone else can do better against these guys than I can. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
It's Garrett from San Mateo.
Hi, Garrett.
Yeah, You know, Nicholas Roche composed a symphonic work called Theme and Variations. It received its premiere under the New York Philharmonic and was a noteworthy for the debut of what particular conductor?
Nicholas Roche, the film...
Yeah, he composed a symphonic work called Theme and Variations. It received its premiere that was noteworthy for the debut of what particular conductor?
Sounds like the sort of thing one should know.
Yeah.
The obvious guess would be Leonard Bernstein, but I don't
think... Yeah, give yourself a bell.
Oh, okay.
And here's my other... Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
And here's my other question. What Russian composer wrote more film scores than symphonic works?
More film scores than symphonic works? That sounds like Sergei Prokofiev.
No.
Well, come on. He wrote seven symphonies, and how many film scores? Fewer than that, I take it.
No, I'll give you a clue. He died in the 70s.
In the 70s or his 70s?
No, he died in 1975.
So Shostakovich, then.
Yeah, give yourself another bell.
More than 15 symphonies and more film scores than that, is what you're saying. Okay, I'll have to check those numbers.
Shostakovich started his musical career playing piano to... silent movies and Russian movie houses.
I knew that. That was good. All right. Thanks, Garrett. Appreciate your call.
Yeah.
Jerry, what do you got for us?
Okay. this is a two-part question. What state has Jell-O as its official snack? That's the first part. And in what state does the Jell-O Museum call home?
Oh, I saw that in the Times this week. I'm trying to remember what the rest of the story
is. Are those
was
different
about.
States?
I'm not saying.
Yeah. The Jell-O Museum, though, was in and said there were no visitors. I remember the story, and it was sort of attached to a political story, I think. Was it in the New Yorker? It might have been in the New Yorker, actually.
I think it was. Talk of the town. Yeah.
Oh, you guys are so highbrow.
it was, so what did I read in the Talk of the Town?
So we got one state with with Jell-O as the
official snack.
State snack.
And what state does the Jell-O snack. Museum call home?
I don't know. Where do they eat Jell-O? Minnesota?
No. Apparently, it was supposedly the birthplace of Jell-O.
Huh.
According to the New Yorker.
Leah's closing in on this. I can tell.
I'm trying to remember. I was on public transportation for a long time, and I read that New Yorker pretty thoroughly. And it wasn't basically a story about Jell-O. It was just that it was politics, I think.
Something, and, yeah. It was a, yeah.
So where have the Republicans been that it would be politics? It wasn't Michigan.
I don't remember the political connection at all.
With Minnesota. We'll leave it out there for callers. So say it again. So
Maryland.
For what? What part of it?
For the museum.
No.
Oh, well, Maryland for the state thing.
Snack. What state has Jell-O as its official snack, and in what state does the Jell-O Museum reside?
Okay, well, we'll leave that out for callers. And if you're listening to us now, you can call at any time, 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. We got lines open, waiting to take your answers to Jerry's question or to give us questions of your own. And Leah, what have you got for us?
Okay, I have some animal sounds, and I'm trying to decide. I guess I'll give you the animal, and you tell me what the official name of the sound that they make is.
Okay. Are you looking for an English word like barking, or the onomatopoeic sort of rough?
What their sound is called.
Okay.
Apes. Falcon.
Falcon.
Hare. These are all plural. Apes, falcons, hares, hyenas, and elephants.
Well, hyenas laughing? No. Okay. And elephants trumpet.
No, that's one, that's but that's was... not the word that I'm looking for. There's another word.
Oh. Falcons and apes.
Yeah. apes, falcons, hares, hyenas, and elephants.
Huh. None of those rings a bell.
Especially apes. Not here.
No.
Hares. I don't know. What sound does a hare make anyway?
Well, it just kind of...
Squeaking?
No. They just kind of...
Squeak.
Squeak.
That's right.
Okay. Well done.
All right. Pure luck.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say, do elephants bugle?
No.
Or trumpet or blare? I know you said trumpet, so I thought I'd try bugle. No. Mm-hmm. All right. So give it to us again, and we'll leave it
out
there.
What sounds do apes, falcons, hyenas, and elephants make?
Hmm.
What's the name of the sound that they make?
Do elephants bellow?
No.
Okay.
All right. Well, people out there are smarter than we are. Let's see what they can do. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, I got an answer to your whole Jell-O conundrum.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I believe it will be Utah. Jell-O is huge with the Mormons, and I guess the political affiliation will be Romney.
Exactly right. That's Jell-O is the official snack of Utah. And do you know the other part, where the Jell-O Museum is?
I don't know. I would imagine Utah.
No, it is not Utah. Uh-huh.
You'll have to get somebody else.
Did you just figure that out, or did you actually know?
Oh, about Utah? Oh,
yeah.
It's widely known.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. It's huge in the world. I'm not Mormon myself, but I haven't grown up with
much. Oh, okay, okay.
Between trampolines, the next best thing is definitely Jell-O.
I didn't know it. Did not know that.
Trampolines provide hours of fun for a large family, let me tell you.
Okay. While eating Jell-O.
Jell-O.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for calling. If you're just joining us, this is Minds Over Matter here on KALW FM, 91.7 FM in the Bay Area and online at KALW.org. I'm your deputy temporary moderator, Joshua Cosman, filling in for Dana Rodriguez, who usually sits in the chair of power. With me tonight are Jerry Nachman and my Chronicle columnist colleague, Leah Garchik. We're going to be fielding questions and swapping answers all night long, or at least for the next hour or so. So if you'd like to participate, please give a call, 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. And let's go to the next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Gary from Berkeley Heights, New Jersey.
Hi, Gary. I know you, don't I?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I'm thinking of a different Gary. I apologize. Wasn't trying to get.
You look a lot like the other guy.
Do I owe you money?
No, I know a guy named Gary in New Jersey who I do trivia with. I thought it might be him.
Anyway,
carry on.
Yeah, the half of the Jell-O question was answered already. I'm going to take a stab at the Jell-O Museum.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It sounds sort of like Ohio-ish.
It does, but it's not it.
Okay.
Okay.
I do have a question that I'd like to pose.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of, like, puns and anagram puzzles, and I just love some of the clues that they give. And here's one of the clues, and see if you could come up with the answer. I think it was from the Sunday Times of London, actually. And it was, be he man or be he butterfly, that big fellow.
What is that?
That's the clue. That's a clue. Be he man or be he butterfly.
To a crossword puzzle.
So the answer is an eight-letter word.
Be he man or be he butterfly.
How do you know it's an eight-letter?
Well, I know the answer. I'm just...
Okay.
Crossword puzzle.
Yeah.
Be he man or be he butterfly.
Monarch?
Hello.
Now think of words that start with be he...
Oh, I don't know.
Behemoth. Yeah.
There you go.
What does butterfly have to do with a behemoth?
Behemoth.
Uh-oh. Jeez.
Well, thanks very much.
Thanks, Gary.
You guys are great.
All right. Thanks so much.
I love the show.
Thank you. All right. I've got a list question for you. This is one that you guys will both do well with. I'm going to give you the movie. You give me the Oscar-winning song from that movie.
Not me.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. These are all common. These are all very familiar songs. I got six of them. You ready?
Yeah.
The movies are Mary Poppins.
Oh, I know that one.
Okay, see? Quit your whining. The Woman in Red. The Harvey Girls. Wonder Boys.
Wonder Boys.
Mm-hmm. Papa's Delicate Condition. And Nashville. I'll give them to you again. Mary Poppins. The Woman in Red. The Harvey Girls. Wonder Boys. Papa's Delicate Condition. And Nashville. These were all movies that spawned Oscar-winning best songs.
Well, Harvey Girls is the trolley song.
The trolley song?
The trolley song.
Bang, bang, bang went the trolley?
Yeah, Judy Garland.
Even I know what movie that's from.
Oh, that's from
that's Meet Me in St. Louis.
Yes, it
you're
is.
Right, okay.
Mary Poppins.
But you're in the right ballpark.
Is Chim Chim Cherie.
Well done.
Because that guy died this week. Sherman.
Yes.
That's right. I got the movies confused. Judy Garland movies.
I don't know the Harvey Girls. Is that Judy Garland?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I can't. It doesn't come to mind.
All right.
Okay. Papa's Delicate. Papa, Will You Dance With Me? No, that's not.
No.
That's not from that. Nashville. That should be pretty easy. Leah, you should know that.
I don't.
Is it sort of, are any of these still considered kind of classics?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. Sure, okay.
I mean, not all of them, but let me put it this way. Everyone on this list, the ones that are from, you know, long ago, I've heard of as songs.
Okay, Harvey Girls, Zatch and Santapica and the Santa Fe.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well done. You got one. All right, let's leave the other ones out here. We're looking for the Oscar-winning best songs from these movies. The Woman in Red.
Woman in Red.
That was with Kelly LeBrock.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember the movie.
It's the remake of the Truffaut movie. It had Tom Hanks in it. Wonder Boys, Papa's Delicate Condition, and Nashville.
What was Wonder Boys?
Wonder Boys.
Was that to buy the one based
that was
on?
That's the Michael Chabon book based, with Kirk Douglas, Michael Douglas.
Is it a classic song?
I didn't say it was a classic song.
I didn't ask you that.
No, I say some of them are classics. Some are, but okay. But it was notable.
It's set on a college campus.
Yes, it is.
It's about a
writer. A writer.
Nashville,
novel.
Gosh.
Well, let's throw this out to the general public. And
they were all new songs.
As far as I know, yes. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is the general public.
Hi, general. Should we stand up and salute?
Janosch.
Hi, Janosch.
I'm going to strike out on this one, but Woman in Red, it's you or more than you?
No.
Okay.
You have struck out.
You
have struck out.
So I got the right answer. I struck out.
Yes.
I have a half an answer to the Jell-O Museum.
Okay, that's all we need.
Sorry?
We only need half. We have half of an answer.
No. I have a half of the Jell-O Museum because I've been there.
Really?
But I don't remember the city except I lived in New York and this was upstate New York.
Right, it's Leroy, New York.
Well, how the heck
would you were there? What were you doing there?
Is that near Rochester?
I don't know where it is, but why were you there? More interesting.
I lived in New York, and I was doing upstate day trips.
So what would be in the Jell-O Museum besides the first mold?
I have one question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the title of the movie, and who was doing the role of David Goliath? David as in David, Goliath as in Goliath. And his name was David Goliath. Name of the movie, and more importantly, who was the person?
Who was the actor?
Well,
This is the name of a role in a movie.
This is a character in a movie.
Got
the main character.
The main character.
Well-known movie?
Sorry?
well-known movie?
Well, I know it. 1940.
I don't know.
19, that doesn't ring a bell. Mm-hmm. David Goliath.
Yeah.
Was that a boxing movie?
Josh, you should know the answer.
Well, was that a prize-fighting movie?
So it's a musical question.
Uh-oh.
Musical. Oh, David Goliath. I don't know.
The movie is about a chorus in England who gets an American soloist. And it's a wonderful movie.
I don't know. I'm very weak on my mid-century musical movies.
Ready to give up?
Yes.
Paul Robeson. And the movie The Proud Valley.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Andrew in Oakland.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi. Some time ago, I guess probably years ago, I asked a question on Minds Over Matter, and it was... who is the only one of the Carradine family to ever win an Academy Award, and what was it for? And the answer was Keith Carradine, and it was for the song I'm Easy in Nashville.
Yeah.
Well done. Yes, exactly.
Very good.
Right.
Very good.
So he wrote that? I remember him singing it. I didn't realize he had written
it. He wrote it, yeah.
And he's the only Carradine to ever win an Oscar for anything?
Yeah.
That's great. I wish I had known that. That's a better question than I had.
So,
all right, you got one for us?
To me, apes grunt and falcons shriek, but I don't know what they do officially. But
Yeah, not officially.
Okay. So I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the music publisher G. Shermer commissioned a work to mark its 100th anniversary in 1959. And it turns out that work received its first performance at the opening of Lincoln Center in 1962. Do you know what it is?
Okay, Josh.
I know. I'm thinking. Is that Barber's Antony and Cleopatra?
Is it what?
Is that Antony and Cleopatra by Barber?
You're only half right, but...
Oh. Anthony and... Oh, well, it's got to be something else by Barber then, and I should know this, but I don't. Commissioned in 59, premiered in 62 at Lincoln Center opening, and it's Barber. Is that what you're telling me, that it's Barber?
Yes,
I'm stumped, and I think the entertainment value of listening to me hum and haw for a while is going to be limited. So why don't you tell us?
Okay, it's the piano concerto.
Oh, is that? Oh, I see. I did not realize that. Well, that's good to know. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
All right, Andrew. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Do falcons wheel?
No.
You talk about birds wheeling in the sky, I think, don't they? No. Okay.
Jerry, I think it's your turn for a question.
All right. And this sounds like a question Dana may have asked, but I'm going to ask it anyway. I don't remember they did for sure. 9 siblings have been nominated for an Oscar. Who are they? Groups of siblings.
9? You mean like...
As a group or individual?
Individuals.
Yeah. Nominated. Is that
nominated,
what
not one.
9 sets of siblings.
9 sets is the word.
And you want all 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We got the Epstein twins. Twins, one for screenplay for Casablanca.
These are actors. I'm sorry. I should have said. Very good. You're right about that.
Oh, Olivia de Havilland and
Joan Fontaine.
Joan Fontaine.
Yeah, that's one.
All right.
Shirley MacLaine and Warren Beatty.
Correct.
The Fondas, Peter and Jane.
Can you name the movies?
Uli's Gold and Clute.
She might have been nominated for Golden Pond.
No, Jane. Not
no, Jane.
I don't think she was in on Golden Pond, was she?
Yes.
I never saw it, so how would I know?
Yeah.
She's in that?
He was.
He's
Henry
in.
Was.
Henry's in
Henry
that.
Won.
And she played his daughter.
I know she played his daughter, but I don't know if she was nominated. I think Clute is what she won.
Clute is what she won for
I
sure.
I think so, okay. Yeah. And Peter.
And Peter for Uli's Gold.
For what?
Uli's Gold.
Never heard of it.
It's about a beekeeper.
That's because you don't do enough
crossword puzzles. Okay, now I need four more sets of.
What have we got? We've got the De Havilland and Fontaine.
That's one. Fondas and
the Fondas
and Beatty and McLean.
I'm going to guess that maybe the Gyllenhaals have been nominated.
Correct. Jake and Maggie, yeah.
So him for Brokeback Mountain and her for...
The one with the... Where she was the secretary?
Honey Baby. Oh, secretary? No, I was going to say Honey Baby or Sugar Baby or Baby Honey or something like that.
I forget the name of that one.
I can't remember.
She was the secretary. Okay.
Yeah, secretary. The secretary is the name of that movie.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay, I need three more sets.
All right.
So, four more.
Well, we've gotten four so far, and you said there were nine.
Well, maybe I counted wrong.
Maybe you counted wrong.
One, two, three, four more I'm looking for.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go to a call and see what we can come up with.
Okay.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. Well, I'm Sparky and Maddie.
Hi. How you doing?
So, Jerry, also the Phoenix Brothers.
That's right.
Joaquin and River. The Redgrave sisters.
I don't have them. That may be the ninth.
Was she nominated for Georgia Girl?
Sure, she was.
Lynn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Lynn. And, all right.
Yeah, good. I didn't have that one. Very good.
Thank you.
So that's all. Okay.
And Joshua, Papa's Delicate Condition, I think, was High Hopes.
No,
that was
High Hopes was the movie. It took
Frank
place
Capra
in Florida.
Movie, Betty Davis and.
No.
And High Hopes is. About Apple Annie. Betty Davis played it. High Hopes.
The song High Hopes was Frank Sinatra played this sort of swinger in Florida.
Yeah.
And there was that.
That's where it came from. Okay, let's.
What was it called?
Hole in the Head.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Very good.
Anyway, all right, this one I definitely.
Once there
definitely
was
have.
A hole in the dam.
The Wonder Boys.
Yes.
Things Have Changed.
Correct.
Which is a brilliant Bob Dylan tune.
Yes, it is. And
I used to care, but things have changed.
So Woman in Red is the only one we don't have, right?
The Woman in Red and no, we still don't have
Papa's Delicate
Condition.
I messed up on.
Yeah.
Okay, we're done.
All right, thank you so much. Right.
Were there any Arquettes nominated for Oscars?
No.
Yeah, I don't.
There are two that are difficult and one that should be pretty easy.
I don't know. Let's take another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
I'm pretty unsure about this, but were Lionel and the other Barrymore, were they?
I have Barrymore, so it might have been Ethel. I don't know, John or John and Mark.
Ethel.
Maybe all of them.
No, it's Ethel for... None But the Lonely Heart.
Yeah, Ethel and John for what?
A Free Soul.
Counselor at Law, something like that.
Or
yeah.
A divorcee.
Okay, so Lionel probably never. I don't know if I don't think he ever was nominated. Okay.
Okay, and
there's a bell for that.
The song from Papa's Delicate Condition.
Mm-hmm.
Call Me Irresponsible.
That is correct. Well done.
That's all I got.
That's all you need. Thank you so much.
Con and Van Heusen. Yeah.
All right. Leah.
Okay.
I think it's your turn for a question.
This question comes to you from a visiting musician in our family. Jacob said, what was Amarai Baraka's record label back in the 60s? It was a word that's controversial now.
What was?
Amarai Baraka.
Who is that? You have to fill me in. Jazz. Was he a jazz performer?
Playwright, mostly.
Yeah.
Former Leroy Jones.
Former Leroy Jones. Yeah. Okay. And what was
he? He had a record label back in the 60s.
Oh.
What was it called?
Are you trying to get us to, like, say the N-word
radio? It's not the N-word. I would not do that.
Okay.
Okay.
But it's a word that's loaded now.
Oh. Loaded. Like that.
Kenyan Socialist Records?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not a word that's hard to say, but it's a word that is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loaded. Not familiar with the jazz stylings of Mr. Baraka.
Me either. I didn't know he
Good.
Was
Good, let's leave it out there.
All right, we'll leave it out there.
Okay.
All right. Let's take another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I got all my songs guessed out from under me.
Oh, dear.
But I have a guess on the siblings. Were Jeff and Bo Bridges nominated for the Fabulous Things?
No, they were not.
Oh, well, that's a shame, because they're fabulous.
They are.
She was nominated. Michelle Pfeiffer
right.
was nominated.
Oh, yeah.
But they weren't.
Yeah, they weren't, yeah.
Well, it's all I got.
Okay. Well, we're at the halfway mark. Let's recap any questions that are still out there.
Okay, 9 siblings have been nominated for an Oscar. We've got 7. I'm looking for 2 more sets. They're both contemporary. And the other question I don't have answered yet is... No, I guess that's all I have. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Leah?
It's not the Coen brothers.
No. No, these are acting Oscars.
Oh, okay.
I should have said that.
What is the sound made by apes, falcons, hyenas, and elephants? And what was Amari Baraka's record label in the 60s, a kind of loaded word nowadays for political reasons?
And I'm waiting for someone to know the Oscar-winning song from the movie The Woman in Red, Tom Hanks' remake of the Truffaut movie The Woman in Blue. If you know those, or if you have a question for us, give us a call. 415-841-4134 is the number. 415-841-4134. Let's take a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Ed. How are you?
Hi, Ed.
Very good. So I talked last week about the biggest boo-boo that NASA did, which was the Hubble.
Uh-huh.
Out of commission for 3 years because they designed the lens that they use, the mirror actually, is used in the Hubble in Earth's gravity, where the gravity in the satellite that has it, what kind of gravity does it have inside the satellite?
What kind of gravity?
Yeah. Well, the gravity in Earth is 1G or 32 foot per second square.
Yes.
What is your weight inside a satellite that is rotating around Earth? What would you weigh? Say if you're 150 pounds, how much would you weigh inside?
If you're in a satellite, you would weigh less. Would it be mm-hmm. one half?
No.
In a satellite?
Yeah, you're going around Earth. Now remember,
you weigh nothing because there's no gravity.
Nothing, exactly, zero.
Zero.
Zero, and that's what made the lens, focal lens difference, because in Earth's gravity, it was designed curved more than inside the satellite.
And they didn't think of that?
They never thought of that.
That's crazy talk.
And 3 years waste time. And the sad news is we're going to use the Hubble in a couple of years because NASA can no longer service it, which is sad.
Mm.
Again, another science leaving science seats. Okay, one question. We always think of animal products per pound. One of the most expensive animal product, so expensive that in pure form, far exceed the price of gold. In fact, it could be as much as $40,000 per pound. What is the product and what is the animal?
Okay. Ambergris?
Elephant? Tusk?
No.
Ambergris?
Hmm?
Ambergris?
No.
Hmm.
Okay, I'll give you a hint because you should answer that.
Yes.
Okay, it is used in perfumes. This animal produced this perfume so much more.
Some a kind of musk?
Civet.
Yeah, but okay, so you're very close. What would be the animal?
Ox.
No, it comes from polecat.
No. Polecat, you would run away from.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
$40,000 a pound, and the sad thing is they're getting killed all the time because of that, just like what's happened to the ivory in the case of the elephant and also the fins in the case of shark.
So
tiger musk.
No.
So we're looking for the animal that civet comes from.
Right. That perfume substance.
It's that
whale.
Gland.
Is that whale?
Gland. Yeah, no. But the oil comes from the gland, but
yeah,
not
yeah.
the animal.
But I don't know.
I thought it was a whale.
No. I thought you just said a civet.
Civet is an
animal.
A cat. What is a cat? But it's not from that.
No. All right.
I'll give another hint.
We don't know.
Okay. Should I tell you?
Please tell us.
Tell you. Okay, it is for the deer musk, in which she lives in Russia, mostly.
Deer musk.
Deer musk, okay. Yes. I said musk.
You did say musk.
We
thought it might be
musk.
The musk ox.
What kind of animal, though?
Musk.
It's the reindeer.
No. There is a deer called deer musk. Small kind of a deer. It's small, like about 30-pound average. Okay, very another question asked last week, which was the biggest moon in the solar system is Ganymede, and it is part of the Jupiter system. Mm. If you look for life in the solar system that's similar to ours, not necessarily human, but maybe bacteria or something. So there's one planet, which is very obvious. Which planet would it be?
That's three questions.
The planet that would be most likely to have life like ours.
Not human form. But
no. But yeah. it would be Jupiter, surely.
No, Jupiter is far
too far.
And far, yeah, it's very cold.
Right.
Venus.
No,
that's
Venus,
too hot.
Okay.
So I think we're left with Mars.
Mars, of course.
Of course.
It has water.
Because,
it has some kind of atmosphere.
But they would attack us with rockets.
Yeah, those really good candy bars, so
exactly.
Something to eat.
The Martians are coming.
The Martians are coming.
Which moon would you think?
We're going to save it for next week.
We're
going
to the next.
We're going to the audience, because it's very obvious. There is a moon in the solar system that most likely to have an ocean.
Yeah.
Liquid water, which most likely will have life. I'm not most likely, but it probably will have life. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you so much, Eben. All right. Next call, if you would. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Phil from Berkeley here.
Hi, Phil.
Has anyone picked the song from Papa's Delicate Condition?
Someone did call it, but tell us it anyway, because I've forgotten it already.
Call me irresponsible.
You are correct, sir. Well done.
Thanks.
Okay. And one more. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Tony in Oakland.
Hi, Tony.
And as far as the woman in red, I think it's I just called to say I love you.
Aww, yes, it is.
Thanks.
Well done.
And I do love you, guys.
And thank you for calling to tell us that, because
sure.
We needed to hear it right about this time in the show.
And as far as the satellite with that probably has an ocean in it, it's Europa around Jupiter.
Okay.
Okay. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, Tony.
That song sure was the best thing about that movie.
I never saw that movie because I loved the original so much. I was offended that they remade it. What? I've lost track. Whose turn is it? Is it me for a question now? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. I'm going to give you a list of names. I want you to tell me who these people are. I got six names. You can write them down.
Are these real people? Or
I'm just going to give you the names,
okay.
And you tell me who they are.
Okay.
Frankie Machine. Thomas Jerome Newton, Dr. Ben McKenna, Tom Donovan, Philip Nolan, and Sheridan Whiteside.
Okay.
I'll give you the list one more time just to firm it up. Frankie Machine, Thomas Jerome Newton, Dr. Ben McKenna, Tom Donovan, Philip Nolan, and Sheridan Whiteside. Jerry's champion at the bit to go with this one.
Well, Philip Nolan was the man without
a country.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Sheridan Whiteside was the man who came to dinner.
Right.
Well, maybe they're all men who.
Maybe they are.
Uh-huh.
How would that play out if that were the case?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So is one of them the man who knew too much? Jerry?
It doesn't. Not doctor. Who is the second one on the list?
Thomas J.
Thomas Jerome Newton.
That sounds like I might have been the man who knew too much.
It is not the man who knew
okay.
too much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. The man. Okay. Well. I don't know.
No?
Frankie Machine. That must
Frankie
be
Machine. Who is that?
The man.
The man.
From. The man.
From Uncle? No. All right. Well, we'll leave it out there. We're looking for these men. Frankie Machine. Thomas Jerome Newton. Dr. Ben McKenna, Tom Donovan. If you know any of those or any of the other questions that we've got floating around here, give us a call, 415-841-4134. Again, 415-841-4134. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
You were asking about siblings who both won Oscars. Did you actually say one Oscars or were both nominated for actor, actress?
What's that again?
Did you ask? Okay, so siblings have won for Oscars.
They're acting Oscars, yes.
But was
okay, so another set is Shirley MacLaine and Warren Beatty.
Yeah, someone guessed that, but that's good. Good.
And Shirley won for, well, she was nominated for The Apartment and for The Turning Point, and I believe she won for Terms of Endearment in the 80s.
Right.
When she...
Very good.
You know, morphed out of cute and into old and cranky. And Warren Beatty, gosh, you know, he's won so much for
Reds. Did he win for Reds?
Reds, and he was nominated for Heavy
Shampoo.
Weight. And he was nominated for...
Or maybe Shampoo also. What?
Shampoo, right.
Yeah.
And, you know, so... But I think he actually won for Reds.
What about Splendor in the Grass? Was he nominated?
No, nominated.
I don't think so.
Okay. Jerry, the question was nominated or won?
Nominated.
This is just... Even just nominations is good.
There are two more sets. Do you know any others?
No, those are the only siblings that come to mind.
Okay,
all right.
Good. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for calling. And next call? Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yeah. The answer about the record label, Jihad, and I would just like to point out that his name is Amiri Baraka.
That's what I said. Oh, did I say Amiri?
Amiri.
Oh, I'm sorry. I pronounced it wrong. I'm sorry. Yeah, Jihad is correct.
I believe the record label is Jihad.
Right. You're correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Philip in San Mateo.
Hi, Philip.
I have one simple question. Who was the first African-American woman to win the Oscar for Best Actress?
Hattie McDaniel.
Oh.
No.
That's not correct.
Not Hattie McDaniel. You're saying for Best Actress.
Actress, yeah.
So Halle Berry, I think, is what...
Yeah, that's what most people would say.
Oh, she won for support. Hattie McDaniel for
supporting. Hattie McDaniel won for supporting actor, and Leah and I both thought it was Halle Berry, but you're telling us we're wrong.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
My hint is it's a trick question.
Because it's a white woman who was born in Africa.
Ah, yes.
Is that true?
Yes, very good.
Ooh, I like it. So let's think about this.
And
folks.
I think it was actually 1 year before Halle Berry.
Was it Charlize Theron?
Yes, it was.
Well done.
Right, who played that?
Very good question.
Eileen Warrenus.
Yeah.
Good tricky question.
That's a great question, Philip. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. And let's see, Jerry, it's your turn for a question.
Okay. Well, I have five sort of definitions. What is the difference, if any, between the first one is jam and preserves?
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference, if any, between jam and preserves, satire and parody, memoir and autobiography, and streetcars and trolley cars? Oh, and the last one is beer, ale, and lager.
Mm.
So you can go try for any of those if you want.
I think jam has pectin in it.
No, it may, but that's not the answer. That's not the. There is, yeah.
My belief is that there is no meaningful difference between memoir and autobiography.
No, you're wrong.
Okay,
the memoir is looser with the facts, I believe.
Well, that's just the James Fry model.
It may be, but autobiography may be too. But
I think autobiography is someone's story of themselves, and a memoir is of themselves in a time.
That's it. A memoir can focus on a specific part of their life. An autobiography covers their entire life.
Right.
A parody is a takeoff of a particular work or style or person, whereas satire is sort of more general in its target.
Exactly right. Very good. Okay, so jam and preserve, streetcars and trolley cars, and beer, ale, and lager.
Yeah, that one has something to do with the malt content.
Trolley car operates on a track. Isn't that the difference?
No. I don't. I mean, that's not the distinction, if there is one.
And what?
I would have said that preserves has big lumps of fruit in it, and jam is more sort of smoothly.
No.
Is that not wrong too?
No.
All right. Well, read the ones you've got left. And
jam and preserves, streetcars and trolley cars, and beer, ale, and lager.
All right.
Preserve is where elephants run around, and jam is something you put on toast.
And what noise do they make while they're running? We still don't know.
Yeah.
Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hey, hello.
Hi, this is Caroline in Pacific Heights.
Hi, Caroline.
I know Thomas, what's his name? Newton, was it?
Thomas Jerome Newton.
The Man Who Fell to Earth.
That is indeed The Man Who Fell to Earth, as played by...
David Bowie
himself.
Very good.
Thank you.
Great.
I know that trolleys run from overhead wires, but so do streetcars, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Well, in San Francisco, we have a particular term for them, but I don't know if that's a correct
in every breakdown of every city. Yeah.
Not specifically San Francisco, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks.
All right, thank you, Carolyn.
Bye.
And Leah's going
to does it have to do with the operator of the streetcar and the trolley car?
No. Let's go to Nicole. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi. It's you.
Hello. Tom Donathan, that would be the man who shot Liberty Valance?
Yes, the man who shot Liberty Valance, although we should say that's a spoiler alert.
What was his name?
Tom Donathan.
Oh, well.
Valance, yes.
Yes.
Very
played
good.
By John Mooney.
Very good.
Good. Anything else?
Played by John Wayne.
Played by John Wayne, indeed.
Oh, a streetcar, what is it?
Runs on the street and a streetcar runs on the street and a trolley car runs on its own independent track.
No.
One is associated with Tennessee Williams and the other with Judy Garland.
Very good.
Let's go to another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I don't know if you've covered beer yet.
We have not covered beer, at least on this show.
So lager is made with lager yeast and is brewed at lower temperatures, and ale is made with ale yeast and is brewed at higher temperatures, and the lager yeast, all the action generally happens in the bottom of the beer, and ale, the yeast is on the top, and they're both beer.
I'm going to accept that even though I don't understand it.
I got a hint for you, Jerry. This guy knows more about beer than you
do. I'm sure you're right. What I have is beer is a general term that includes ales and lagers, which is determined by different yeasts and hops in each and how they ferment. But outside of Germany, beer and lager are used interchangeably. Would you accept that?
I certainly would. One way to tell them apart by looking at them is lager comes from a German verb meaning to store, and refrigeration was artificial refrigeration was a natural outgrowth of the lager industry because it needs to sit and stay cool for a long time so that all of the little dead yeast is filtered to the bottom, and it's a very clear and bright beverage.
Excellent. Very good.
Great.
Thank you.
You can see through it. So thanks so much.
Thanks. Wait, let's give him two bells for his expertise. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Well, that just answered my question, but he's absolutely right. It's about top fermenting and bottom fermenting wheat yeast. So then how about what animals do we have left? I think falcons and
yes.
Hyenas.
Yeah, those are two of them.
Okay,
yeah.
Hyenas laugh or bark?
I'm going to give you the sound that it said in the Schott's Miscellaneous.
Okay, and I think that falcons chant.
Yes, falcons chant. Yeah.
And what was the other one?
Apes.
Not much.
We'll clear up the hyenas. What was it?
Honk. H-A-U-N-K.
Oh,
honk.
Okay. Hyenas honk.
Honk, honk. That's what the sound is called.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And, so we're left with elephants and apes.
Oh, elephant trumpet?
No, that was...
That's what we always thought.
Huh.
No.
Okay. Oh, well...
Trumpet was one of the sounds, but that's not the one I'm looking for. It's a word, actually, that I'd never heard.
Apes. Oh, wait a minute. I know this. Apes gibber?
Yes.
Ooh, well done.
Yeah. What's the name? What?
Gibber.
Oh, gibber. Oh.
Did you ever know? That's where gibberish comes from,
right.
I guess.
Oh, excellent.
Interesting.
All right,
very good.
Great. Well, thanks for the show.
Thanks so much for calling.
Okay,
Jesus,
we got a few more minutes left. If you want to give us a call, the number to do so, 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Leah, I think it's your turn for a question.
No, good.
I missed my guess.
The U.S. president lives in the White House. What country has a pink house for the head of state?
A penthouse.
Pink house.
Pink house.
Pink house.
Okay.
That's what that John Cougar Mellencamp song was about. Pink house.
Syria.
No.
Kevin, our board ops, says South Korea.
No.
He's wrong.
Is it called the Pink House?
Yeah.
Oh, it is called that. Okay.
In the native language?
Yeah.
And what is the native language?
Oh, I'm not telling you that. Right.
I'm just
it's called the pink.
Sri Lanka.
Oh, it should be, shouldn't it?
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, yes.
Just because Sri Lanka is fun to say.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have a clue. Let's see what the listeners have to say. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Santa Clara. Preserves have whole fruit, whereas jam is mushed up.
Jam has whole fruit, too.
Huh.
I eat blackberry jam all the time. There's little blackberries in it. So that's not it. But that's a good guess, yeah.
Thank you. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mark in the Mission.
Hi, Mark.
First of all, I want to know how Jerry can stand to eat those little seeds in the blackberry jam.
It takes a lot of toothbrushing, but yes, I love it.
Really, really annoying. I have a couple of questions. I'm sorry, I have an answer first. Have we figured out what a trolley is yet?
You mean the difference between a streetcar and a trolley car? No, we have not.
Well, I know that in San Francisco, those buses that run on the overhead wires, they call them trolleys. So I'm thinking that overhead wires has something to do with it.
As Leah pointed out, San Francisco is sort of a special case, and this would be more generally. I don't know about San Francisco. This my answer may not fit San Francisco, so you may be right.
Okay. All right. So I don't know if that's a yes or a no.
No, I don't think. Okay. It's a no, I think.
All right.
It's an educated no.
A couple of quick questions. What was Mr. Magoo's first name?
Ooh.
That's very good.
Mr.
No.
Is it Fred?
No.
Wilbur?
No.
I don't know.
Jim.
Mr. Magoo. Huh. We don't
know. That's very good.
That's a great question.
Well, should I leave it out there?
Sure.
My other question is, who was the first U.S. president to be inaugurated on television?
On television?
And when?
Well, your television, before it became commercial, was around in the 30s. And,
was it really?
Yeah. And then they stopped production because of the war. You could watch something on television, but it wasn't commercially produced.
This was not in the 30s at all.
Okay. All right. Eisenhower?
No.
It
was before Eisenhower.
Truman.
So
yes.
Truman.
In 1948.
1949.
49. Very good. Yeah. Yes. Very good.
And I have a question that I don't know the answer to, but I think you all might. Where's Dana?
Dana was called away on family business at the last minute. He hopes to be back next week.
All right. Mr. Magoo's first name. Do I leave it with the board op?
Oh, we're almost out of
He's
time.
He's shaking his head. You better just tell us.
All right. It's Quincy.
Quincy Magoo.
Oh, very
All right. Good to know. Thank you so much.
All right. Good night.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
It's Michael from Sarita.
Hi, Michael.
Frankie Machine is the man with the golden arm.
Yes, he is. Well done.
Oh, good. Very good.
And the country with the pink house for the head of state. Who has the chrysanthemum throne? Is that Japan?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll say Japan.
No, it's not Japan.
Okay.
No. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Michael. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Nathan in Berkeley.
Hi, Mason.
Are you guys showing for trolley and streetcar? Are you showing trolley as the general case and streetcar as specific?
I didn't break it down that way, no.
You know, the problem is actually, not to be pedantic, but trolley is actually not really a term that's used in the field. The guy who said, you know, one runs on its own track and one runs in the street, that's like light rail versus streetcar. So,
well, you're right. It's a kind of a slang term.
So I don't know.
Okay. I'll clear it up in a minute.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. One more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Did you do all the Oscar nominees yet, the siblings?
I know there's two sets that nobody has answered.
How about the Bridges brothers?
No, somebody suggested that. They didn't. They weren't both nominated.
Okay. And the Pink House, which is called La Casa Rosada, is in Buenos Aires.
Yes. Yes. Great.
Good.
Thank you.
All righty. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
And let's get a couple more calls in here before we call it quits. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello? Anybody there? No, we lost him. Hello? Hello? Anybody there? No. Oh, hello? Are you on Minds Over Matter? Are you there, caller? No, we're losing them. They're dropping. Let's get another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, the Casa Rosada?
Yes.
Is in Buenos Aires?
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Well, all of our calls have dried up, so maybe we should... Oh, here's one more call.
Grab him by the scruff of the neck.
Bring him in. Yes. Hello. You're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Dino in El Cerrito.
Hi, Dino.
Did anybody guess the laughing hyena?
It wasn't laughing. It's the honk-honking hyena.
Oh, laughing's much better. Oh, well, I tried.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. And one more call. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Colette from San Francisco.
Hi, Colette.
For the Oscar nominee, the Walter and John Huston?
No.
No.
They were father and son.
Walter.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
But, all right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, we've had a good run here. Let's clean up and finish up these questions that are still unanswered. Okay, Jerry, what do you got?
The two sets of siblings nominated for Oscars, acting Oscars, Meg and Jennifer Tilly.
Really?
I can't think of what Jennifer Tilly or Meg was
on. Meg was in
the Big Chill.
I don't know if she was nominated. And Jennifer Tilly for Bullets Over Broadway?
Could be. And Julia and Eric Roberts.
Oh, we should have gotten that.
What was Eric Roberts nominated for?
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. That's right. That's exactly right.
Okay.
Well done.
And there is no different major, there is no real difference between jam and preserves or streetcars and trolleys.
Oh, you're a tricky one.
Well, I said, if any.
Yeah, no, you did. You did.
But
then
yeah.
they all had differences.
Most of them did.
We got lured into complacency, as we so often do. Leah, what do you got?
Elephants, bar, B-A-R-R. I'd never heard that word.
No, never heard.
Huh.
No.
Okay.
Huh. Weird.
That's all you got?
Okay, that's all.
Didn't catch on.
And the one name, you guys were almost there, Dr. Ben McKenna is the man who knew too much.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we call it a quits for another week. Thanks so much for Jerry and Leah for letting me putting up with me tonight. And hope you'll come back next week when Dana will be back in the moderator's chair. Thanks so much. Good night.
It ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't sis, you can't miss. It's got to be your brother. Can't you?